This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Breakthrough of Siddha Baba Tunnel marked today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces to accelerate development projects. Foreign Affairs Ministry confirms death of 7 Nepali nationals in train accident occurred in Maharashtra of India. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns a potential increase in fire and wildfire incidents this year due to rising temperatures and low winter rainfall, and Hamas to name hostages to be released on Saturday in exchange for 180 Palestinian prisoners. Now the news in detail. The breakthrough of the Siddha Baba Tunnel has been marked today, setting a significant milestone for the National Pride Project along the Siddhartha Highway. The 1.12-kilometer stretch connecting Butpol to Tansen is expected to greatly improve road safety and convenience. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli attended the event virtually today from his official residence in Simhadwar due to health reasons. During the virtual inauguration, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that the tunnel would be a successful project, providing much-needed relief to passengers from landslides and road accidents. He also urged the relevant authorities to fully capitalize on the benefits of the tunnel. The breakthrough follows the earlier completion of the Thankut-Nagdunga road section along the Prithvi Highway, which has improved travel to and from the federal capital. Prime Minister Oli further mentioned that the government would seek additional support to expedite development efforts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has stated that the government would accelerate the construction of tunnels, administrative buildings, hospital facilities and other development projects. In a virtual address at the foundation stone laying ceremony for the upgradation of the Butwal Guru Singh road section today, Prime Minister Oli announced that the road section would be expanded within the next 3 years. The government of Nepal has expressed its grief over the death of 12 people, including 7 Nepali nationals, in a train accident in Maharashtra, India on January 22nd. In a press statement issued today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs extended condolences to the bereaved family members and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. The ministry confirmed the deaths of Nepali citizens Kamala Nabin Bhandari, Lachiram Pasi, Himu Nandaram Biswakarma, Nandaram Padma Biswakarma, Moisara Kami Biswakarma, Chukla Kami and Radhisam Nepali. Out of the 4 injured Nepalese, 3 are being treated at a local health facility, while 1 is in critical condition at Godavari Hospital in Maharashtra. The Foreign Affairs Ministry also stated that officials are coordinating with the Nepali Embassy in New Delhi and Indian agencies through the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu to repatriate the bodies of the deceased and ensure the injured receive necessary medical care. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has warned of a potential increase in fire and wildfire incidents this year due to rising temperatures and low winter rainfall. Dr. Dijan Vatrai, spokesperson for the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, stated that the risk of fire in settlement and wildfires is expected to grow as temperatures rise and rainfall remains low. The authority has urged stakeholders to be prepared for any potential fire incidents. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung says the government has introduced ordinances to ensure good governance and political stability in the country. Speaking at a program in Lamjung today, Minister Gurung emphasized that development cannot be achieved without a strong governance, pointing out that several laws have been amended through ordinances so far. On constitutional amendments, Minister Gurung reiterated that any changes would be made based on national consensus. He clarified that key issues such as federalism, secularism, proportional representation, and inclusion would remain unchanged. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandani has urged the Pakistani government to boost trade with Nepal During a meeting with Pakistan Ambassador to Nepal, Abrar H. Hashmi at Simudarbar today, Minister Bhandari emphasized Nepal's openness to fostering business partnership with all countries and encouraged continued dialogue to strengthen bilateral ties. In response, Ambassador Hashmi expressed Pakistan's interest in increasing trade with Nepal, especially in Nepali tea and coffee. He also highlighted the need to address the double taxation issue to promote a smoother trade between the two nations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिलै
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Art Expo, featuring works by 119 artists from 14 countries, has officially opened at the Nepal Art Council in Kathmandu. The exhibition will run for 3 days. Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts, Narad Murray Hartam Chali, stated that the expo would promote cultural exchange and provide artists with valuable learning opportunities. A total of 70 Nepali artists are participating in the event. In addition to Nepal, the exhibition also showcases artworks from Bangladesh, India, France, Britain, Malaysia, Indonesia, Mexico, Argentina, Uzbekistan, Poland, the Czech Republic, Turkey, and Austria. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas is expected to hand over to Israel the names of 4 hostages to be released on Saturday under the Gaza ceasefire deal. According to the BBC, they will be freed in exchange for 180 Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. It is thought they would be soldiers and civilians, all female. It will be the second exchange since the ceasefire came into effect last Sunday. 3 hostages and 90 prisoners were released in the first swap. Hamas is also expected to provide information about the remaining 26 hostages due to be released over the next 5 weeks. Meanwhile, the Nepal government has been making diplomatic efforts to secure the release of Nepali national Bipin Joshi, who is being held in Hamas captivity. 2 rare red weather warnings, meaning there is a danger to life, are in place for Northern Ireland and Scotland as a storm Iowa wind batters the UK and Ireland. According to the BBC, in the Republic of Ireland, a record gust of 183 km per hour was recorded at Merseyside, while 715,000 premises are without power. Millions of people are being urged to stay at home across the UK and travel disruption is widespread. With roads blocked by fallen trees, flights cancelled and rail services halted. Now sports update. Nepal has defeated Malaysia in today's playoff match of the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup in Malaysia. Nepal won by 7 wickets. Batting first, Malaysia scored 45 runs in 16.5 overs, losing 5 wickets. In response, Nepal chased down the target of 46 runs in 11.3 overs, losing 3 wickets. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Breakthrough of Siddha Baba Tunnel marked today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces to accelerate projects. Foreign Affairs Ministry confirms death of 7 Nepali nationals in train accident occurred in Maharashtra, India. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns a potential increase in fire and wildfire incidents this year due to rising temperatures and low wind rainfall. And Hamas to name hostages to be released on Saturday in exchange for 180 Palestinian prisoners. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.